Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey, where love is all there is. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in this morning. Let love be the way you do what you do. And as we move through this morning, I want to just say happy holidays. Thanking you for your love and all the emails and texts. You know, the love journey is an experience. So welcome to your love journey experience, where each day is a message from the soul. All right, we're going to listen to the song and get ready to play some Christmas music. Yeah! What should we play for? I know we're gonna play Kim. Alright. You tuned in to the Love Journey, and this is Kim. What Christmas means to me.
Who would arise in all of the earth to heal the broken heart of men? Who would arise, hunger and thirst, a kind of love that never ends? Love that glows, love that shines, love that spans the test of time. I hope you find what Christmas means. Love that laughs, love that sings, love that steers the hearts of kings. I hope you find what Christmas means. Who would arise and dare to believe there's a paradise of hope and peace? Who would rise faithful and free? This kind of love will never cease. Love that fills you, love that flows, love that burns until it grows. I hope you find what Christmas means. Love that dreams, love that moves, love that nurtures every wound. I hope you find what Christmas means. Christmas means. Who would arise so all the world could see His holiness in you and me? Who would arise truly thankful to be all the love you'll ever need? Love that stays, love that cries, love that yearns for humankind. I hope you find what Christmas means. Love that's tender, warm, and true, love that's made for me and you. I hope you find what Christmas means. Love that sees, love that knows, love that never lets you go. Love that sounds, love that's grand, love that always understands.
Good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and it's Monday. We're going to bring in Queen Arlene, Arlene Kahek. Good morning, Arlene.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning, family. So let's go ahead and get started. And if you're able to, just close your eyes and go ahead and take in three cleansing breaths. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. Two more times. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that comes from the source of creation. And wherever this light touches, brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Now see that golden beam of light permeating from down to the crown of your head, bringing you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Feel that golden beam of light permeating down through the crown of your head and your face. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am love. I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light come down your chin, down to your neck, in your shoulders, and everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Everywhere this golden light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Feel that golden beam of light come down your shoulders and your arms, your chest. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with the divine I am. Everywhere this golden light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light come down the rest of your arms and your fingertips and your torso, down to your hips, and every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light come down your hips and your thighs. Feel it come down your calves, down the rest of your leg, down to your feet, through the soles of your feet. And everywhere this golden light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now see that golden beam of light go down to the very center of the earth, through the earth's layers. And when that golden beam of light reaches the center of the earth, just hold there for a moment. And everywhere this light touches brings everything into alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now go ahead and ask yourself, what does it feel like? I am in the energy of I am divine love. What does it feel like to your physical body? What does it feel like to your energetic body? Divine love is who you really are. Every aspect of divine love permeates every energetic aspect of yourself, physical and non-physical. Does wholeness feel like to your energetic body? What does wholeness feel like to your physical body? Because you are divine love, wholeness is your absolute truth, O body. Because you are divine love, this is the absolute truth. Just let that anchor in. That wholeness and that perfectness, energetic body. What does completeness feel like to your physical body? Because you are divine love, wholeness, perfectness, and completeness is the absolute truth. It is anchored into the depth and the very core of who you are. What does the embodiment of joy feel like to your energetic body? What does divine love feel like to your physical body? Because you are divine love, wholeness, perfectness, completeness the embodiment of joy, is the essence of who you are. What does peace feel like to your physical body? Because you are divine love, wholeness, perfectness, completeness, the embodiment of joy and peace is who you are. Let that anchor into the very core of every physical part of yourself and every energetic part of yourself. Now, golden beam of light, make its way back to you from the center of the earth. See that golden beam of light come through the earth's layers. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Through the soles of your feet, up your legs and up your calves, and everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Feel it come up your knees and up your thighs, this golden beam of light. In every energetic aspect of yourself is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Feel it come up your hips, up your fingertips and your torso. Yourself is in complete alignment and is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now go ahead and ask yourself, why am I whole? Why am I perfect? Why am I complete? Why am I divine love? Why am I the embodiment of joy? Why am I peace? Now feel that golden beam of light go up your arms, up your chest, up your shoulders, and every energetic aspect of yourself is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light go up your neck, up your chin, your face, up through the crown of your head, up to the source of creation. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Feel like to your physical body and your energetic body when you amplify, I am hope. What does it feel like to your physical body and your energetic body when you amplify, I am perfect? Feel like to your body when you amplify, I am complete. What does it feel like to your body, your and your energetic body when you amplify, I am divine love? What does it feel like to your physical body and your energetic body when you amplify, I am the embodiment of joy? What does it feel like to your physical body and your energetic body when you are peace? Of wholeness, perfectness, completeness, divine love, the embodiment of joy and peace are anchored into every energetic aspect of yourself. Now take that golden beam of light and expand it out through your aura, through your bioenergetic field. Just see yourself as being surrounded and permeated through this golden ball of light. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Expand that golden beam of light out through your family and your community. And everywhere this light touches brings everything into complete alignment and mirrors back to you. I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. See that golden beam of light expand out to our nation. And everywhere this light touches, emanates, and is transformed into, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light throughout our world. And our world is in alignment with, I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Now go ahead and send an energetic pulse of, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace, out into the universe. Father, Mother God, illuminate the divine I am within us. Let us operate within the consciousness that you would have us operate in. Let humanity and the leaders around the world be transformed and operate at the consciousness that you would have them operate at. Let everyone see themselves as whole, perfect, and complete because that is who they really are. Bring healing and wholeness to our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. Bring healing and wholeness to our finances. Bring healing and wholeness to our relationships. Reveal to us what needs to be changed and released, and infuse us with the courage to do what is necessary to change. Dissolve the fear, dissolve the doubt, dissolve the resistance, dissolve the feelings of undeservedness. Let us stand in the feeling and the absolute knowing that all is well. All is well. Let us stand and feel your presence. Let the illumination of your grace fill us and expand throughout the universe. Let us step into the dream of what your dream of what our lives should look like and help us to surrender to you, God. Let us resonate with the wholeness, perfectness, and completeness of the I Am. And if there is anything missing from this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of Christ. Amen. Ashe, and so it is.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Arlene.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Is there anything you want to share before we move on?
Yes. This coming Thursday, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey will be doing his very, very last show for the Family Healing Circle for the Inner Consciousness. And I believe it's called How to Survive Making and Survive Making America Hate Again. And if there is anybody who is interested in having a show on the Family Healing Circle and doing Blog Talk as a platform, please give me a call at area code 973-885-6930. Again, that number is area code 973-885-6930. And also, if there's anyone who I would like to, if there's anybody who's been doing this meditation and they feel that they've seen the transformation in their experience, if they could also send me a text message or give me an email at healingparadigmsllc@gmail.com. That's healingparadigms.com. Oh, excuse me, LLC.com. And also, if you want to reach out to me for through Facebook, you can do that. My name is Arlene Kahet. That's K-A-H-E-T. Or you can reach out to me through my website, that's healingparadigms.com.
All right. Thank you, Arlene. Woo! Powerful, powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me be of service.
All right. You have a great day. All right. We're going to move on to our Lifestyle of the Rich. And not so famous today, but we're going to start off with Luther Vandross right here on the Love Journey. And Janine, my favorite thing, and one of them is Christmas. I tell people, it's not about Santa Claus. It's about love. It's about the spirit of love, the giving and the receiving. And that's why I love Christmas. And this is one of my favorite Christmas songs about so many people, but I'm going to play it by Luther Vandross, my favorite thing.
Thank you. bells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorites.
Good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and that was Luther Vandross right here on The Love Journey, my favorite things. Yes, it's Christmas time. It's my favorite time of the year. Why? Because it's the spirit of love. That's what Christmas reminds me of. It's amplified more than you ever see. Every time I look at the news, I see gifts and, wow, I see people going out their way to do things. That is so amazing. I just wish it could be this way every day of the year and not just at Christmas time. But it's okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, we tuned in to another episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. And wow, I saw this young man on TD Jakes, the clips of it on Facebook one day, and I thought he was awesome. And so who we're going to feature today is a young man from St. Louis, Missouri, in nearby Ferguson. You know, St. Louis has been viewed as an epic center of social injustice and institutional racism, sparking protests and the Black Lives Matter movement following the shooting of an unnamed teenager, Mike Brown, last year, and the unrest attributed to the one-year anniversary of his murder. But let me just tell you, the outcome for most teens in this area is projected to be dark, but not for this one. 17-year-old Jalen D. Bledsoe. He is rising above his circumstances and achieving success most adults are still trying to achieve. Yes, right here on The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous, we are featuring this 17-year-old Jalen D. Bledsoe. Bledsoe is a nationally recognized teen entrepreneur, investor, motivational speaker, and business development consultant. You see, at the age of 12, he started his own information technology consulting business and Bledsoe Technologies LLC with only a $100 investment, family. And within 2 years, he had 150 contractors working for him and increased the value of his company to, guess what, family? $3.5 million. Yes. $3.5 million. You see, Bledsoe has had success in several areas, including startup business, brand and business development, venture capital funding, direct marketing platform development, and implementation, entrepreneurship, and increasing revenue streams. Bledsoe can boast celebrity clients like Jordan Sparks and Steve Harvey. You see, Bledsoe recently rebranded his company to the Jalen Bledsoe Global Group, and his passion of inspiring and educating other teens prompted him to create the Young Entrepreneur University, a set of interactive digital programs and camps designed to even help and educate minority students on entrepreneurship. You see, in 2016, he was planning to take his program to over 10 cities. He said, I see greater meaning in knowing that I'm motivated someone with my story, inspired someone with my words, or impacted someone with my business rather than just enjoying the check that's offered. You see, I've come to understand in my life as I travel the country speaking to youth, hoping to change lives, that the word net worth doesn't have to apply. Simply be the equation of your assets minus your liabilities. You see, Bledsoe credits chain grocery store CEO Scott Schnuck as being a mentor from the very beginning of his business journey and for giving him invaluable advice. And this is the advice. He said, take risks. There's nothing that you can do as a minor that will shoot you down for too long because you're young. You can come back up and keep going. He said, there are four principles that Jalen Bledsoe lives by. Dream and think big, control your future, own self-validation, don't seek validation. Not bad for a teenager, y'all. I might have not told you that he was African-American. Let me say it again. Did I tell you he was an African-American young man, 17 years old, worth $3.5 million, million with the M right now. You see, he's a nationally recognized teen entrepreneur, investor, motivational speaker, business development consultant, and he is gone global, family. Gone global. He said, thinking about this company's future, Bledsoe thought, I need to call it Global Group. He had a mentor from the beginning. He said it's important when you start out on a business to have a mentor. You see, Bledsoe has spoken to more than 25,000 people around the globe, and he enjoys traveling to motivate young people. So, the thing that he said the only thing that limits us is our fear to move when God is giving us an idea. That's interesting for 17 years old. He said, only thing that limits us is our fear when God is giving us an idea. He said, search your heart and you will find your journey and your lane and what you're supposed to do in life. Now, isn't that interesting at 17 years old? He started his business when he was 12. He said, God has given each and every one of us a purpose. And he said, how you find that purpose is to sit with your soul. Because your purpose is planted in your soul. So I thought, wow, that's very interesting. How do you get to know that at 17 and really know it? And really know that there's something in your soul. So here's Dr. Beckworth. How to set goals worthy of your soul. We're about to come into a new 2017. And I said, well, wow, if we want to do what the people are doing that's rich, let's find out what's in our soul. And so how can we find out what's in our soul? Well, here's the words by Dr. Beckwith. You tuned in to The Love Journey with Michael Beckwith and Janine Ingram. And I tell you,
I am Michael Beckwith, and I want you to be aware of something. That inside, within you already, there is a seed idea about your infinite potential and infinite possibility. You didn't get that from your parents. It's not heredity. You didn't get that from society. It's not a societal fantasy. You got that directly from the source. And when you are pulled by what you're meant to be, the goals that you have for your life then pull from you the latent possibilities of your soul. Some people have goals that they want to manifest, but the goals have come from the parental fantasies, what their mother wanted them to be when they grew up, or their dad, or what the teacher told you you should be, or what your church told you you should be. No, there's something within you. And you want to have a goal that's worthy of that which is within you and that grows you at the same time. So as I'm speaking to you right now, I want you to begin to remember those moments in your life from the time that you could first think as a child, as an infant. There were some ideas that flowed through you. There were some meant-to-be-isms. There were some ways that you wanted to challenge yourself to make a difference on the planet before you got bombarded with societal fantasies. There was something about you, because you know what? You chose to be here. You're not an accident, regardless of what your parents may have told you. You are an on purpose with a purpose. So as I'm speaking to you, you're becoming aware. You're starting to remember that being that knew why he or she arrived on the planet, the gifts they wanted to share, and the difference, here it is, the difference they wanted to make on the planet. You want to make a difference on the planet. That difference you want to make is a goal that's worthy of your soul. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to consider answering this question: what difference do I want to make on the planet before I leave? How do I want the world to be better before I leave? How do I want my relationships, my neighborhood, anything I encounter to be better before I leave? as you are answering that question, you are beginning to bump into the reason why you chose this incarnation. Are you feeling it with me right now? What difference do you want to make before you leave this planet? Now, as you're feeling that, close your eyes for a moment. Remember, you're feeling into what difference do I want to make before I leave this planet? As you're asking that question, allow for a wonderful goal to emerge. It doesn't have to be far-flung right now. It doesn't have to be world-shaking and way out there. It can be a baby step. It can be something small in the beginning. But it's attached to the difference you want to make on the planet. Not just something you've inherited from your parents or society. So you're asking, what difference do I want to make before I leave this planet? Now ask, what goal is emerging that's worthy of the difference I want to make? Now listen. Now inwardly see what goal is emerging. Mentally begin to describe that goal. You don't have to ask, how am I going to do the goal? Just describe it. For if you know what, you'll ultimately know how. If you know the what, you'll always know the how. What is the goal? Articulate it to yourself. How does it feel? It to yourself, and what does it feel like? Take a deep breath, release. Now that goal will grow you. In other words, it's not just about the accomplishment of the goal, but it's about what you will become as you walk in that direction. So it is not just a goal for the sake of a goal. It's not just basic goal setting. It is the emergence of the difference you want to make. Now remember, you are a radiant being and something wants to emerge. Feel into that. And then be aware that from this moment on, you ask that pertinent question, what difference do I want to make? You will be inspired, breathed through by the universal presence. And thoughts will begin to emerge within you that you're not generating, but you are obtaining from the mind of the infinite. You are obtaining thoughts from the mind of the infinite based on the question you're living in. So what's going on here? You're not a victim. You're not a victim to circumstance and situations and conditions. You are a radiant being that has dominion over the attention and is catching a goal worthy of you making the difference you have come here to make. Spiritual technology. This is right speak, right talk, right intention. This is what you're about.
First heard it, and I said I have been wanting to share that with us on a love journey. And I thought it would be good closer to us when we start thinking about the things we want to accomplish in 2017. What is the legacy we want to leave? What is it? You know, when you really think about it. And as I think about the goals of my soul, I think about, wow, I'm so grateful to be able to use my different platforms to teach people what I think is the most pertinent, powerful tool that we can learn on the planet, which is to really love and learn to love and appreciate and accept ourselves. Because so many times we lose out on life playing a small game. We play a small game to receive a small prize. I'm like, wow. When I was listening to Ayana, she said that yesterday, and I might didn't get it all right. I tweeted it out yesterday, and I thought it was powerful. Why do we keep playing these small games? For a small prize. Why do we play small when we know, when we absolutely know that we are more than worthy and deserving to have of all of God's goodness and abundance? So as we move into this 2017 year, what will we do differently? How will we change the aspects of ourselves that keeps us repetitively playing those small games? And that's what I want us to think about as we move through our processes today, or when we have some time to really sit down. You know, some of us write our letters for the burning bowls, and we start thinking about what we want to accomplish. And I want us to wait to January 1st, 2nd, or whatever days. I want us to really start thinking about it now. Moving into that space where we can create the life we desire. Because really, we are God's greatest creation. We are God's greatest miracle on the planet. How could we live anything other than in His greatness? And I know sometimes transitioning from a job and into your own business, or transitioning, sometimes can be really hard or difficult sometimes in our own mind. But when you start operating in your purpose and living in your gifts and really doing what your soul came to the planet to do, it's such a different feeling. I mean, no amount of money can give you the feeling that living in your purpose, living in the gifts that God has given you, wow, the money just becomes a byproduct of what you're doing. Because the excitement is about the gift of you sharing you, the gift of what God has given you to share with you that only you can share. It's interesting that when God created us, only you can share in the way that you can share it. And when you start operating in that gift and you start moving in that direction, owning your, I'm telling you, it's something fantastic that happens. And even when life slaps you upside your head, and instantly God will bring you back to your truth. So sometimes, so this weekend, these last few days, I was experiencing my own little journey process, right? And so I got in the bathtub. Spirit said, go take a bath about 4:30 in the morning. And I just took me a bath, anointed myself, sent myself some love. And Spirit said, listen to a particular love journey segment, which was where James interviewed me. And of all the times that I've listened to the love journey, very seldom I hadn't listened to that one. And so I remember being a part of it, but listening to it was a different experience. And I really got to say to myself, wow, Janine, you are amazing. The cells in my body was moving. And it's funny because when he asked me a question, I was answering them, and I was answering them pretty much the same way. And I was like, and just some of those answers was moved because it was about spiritual mastery, about mastering the process of spiritual energy. And I was like, wow, it was so powerful that it sent chills through my spine. My own cells, my own prayer was moving me. I was like, wow.
girl, you are magnificent. Maybe you are pretty good at this stuff, you know. And I started to realize why it's important to sometimes sit and recognize your own greatness. Because when life knocks you upside your head and people start to tell you stuff, you can remember, oh, no, no, that's not the truth. No matter what the seemingly appearances are, I'm still great just because I am. I'm still magnificent no matter what. No matter what failures or things may come your way or things that may even seem like a failure, when you're reminded of your greatness, you just get yourself back up and say, okay, let's do it again. Don't worry about that. That's why it's important to stop and check in with your own greatness. That's why it's important to check in and see where your gifts and your talents are. And when we start focusing more on our gifts and our talents, more of those begin to express. And so when we do get knocked upside our head, it's not easy to get into that default, like, I'm not blah, 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 and all that not good enough stuff, because you filled yourself with remembering how great you are. And I was sitting there thinking, wow. Now, if I hadn't been obedient to spirit, getting in that tub the other morning and then listening to myself, I would have still been in my, oh, woe is me. But then when God said, listen to yourself and listen to this particular one, I did. And I realized so much more about myself that I had not even realized. Family, of all the things you can do on the planet, there's no greater work than a greater work than sitting with yourself, finding your greatness, understanding who you are, why you're here, what you're here to do. And that don't mean that there won't be days when you're on purpose. But when you're on your purpose, your fullness and your greatness will outshine even those days when you knocked upside your head and be like, woo, where'd this come from? When this one come up? And you just look at it and say, but the I am that I am sent me, and I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And you just knock it upside his head and keep on walking through, because you know that you know that you know you were built for a purpose. But when you're not in your strength and your greatness, it's easy to be knocked down and hard to get back up. And I really want to tell you something, family. It takes more effort to hide your light than it does to let yourself shine. I'm going to say that again. It takes more effort for you to hide your light than it does to just let yourself shine. Family, let yourself shine. Stop hiding. Stop playing small. 2017 will only be different if you become different. If you started recognizing your own greatness. Jay-Z said it best. Nobody else will find greatness in you until you find greatness in you. Oprah Winfrey said, no one will value you if you're not valuing you. If you don't find value in you, how would you expect someone else to find value in you? So the love work that we do, if we didn't do nothing else but get up and do our love soak every morning, it will begin to change the direction of your life. If you get up every day and just honor and spend 5 minutes looking in the mirror, just honoring the divinity in you, blessing the God presence of you, loving and honoring who you are, your own gifts and your own talent, and simply saying, I love and appreciate myself just the way I am right now, not trying to change it, nothing different, but just loving and accepting who you are in this right now moment. If you don't take nothing else away from these calls, I promise you that right there will change your life. Prince said it best. When one discovers love and master oneself, one discovers God. You can't have negative self-talk and then say you love God, because this is synonymous. I'm too fat. Well, God's too fat. Well, I'm a jackbooty. Well, God's a jackbooty. Because what you're doing is you're talking about God's greatest creation when you have a negative conversation to you about you. You're talking about God's greatest creation, God's image and likeness. But what's even more powerful, and it was not even what I even understood of what's going to happen when God told me when I was sitting in the middle of that bed and I told God, if you could just stop the world and let me off. I never thought when I heard Spirit say, you got to learn how to love you, that what would happen would happen. I thought, oh, I just don't want to be in this pain no more, God. I don't want to live like this no more. I never thought that my relationship with God would be different. I didn't understand that the separation or the block that was there because of my own self-conversation was blocking out the voice. Sometimes we can't hear God because our voice is too strong in our own negative conversation. We done blocked out the ability to hear because we hear that negative stuff we're saying to ourselves. And I'm telling you, that's why loving yourself is important. And when you catch yourself saying things that's not honorable to yourself, then you check yourself and say, there's no way. Because I am God's greatest miracle. There's no way I can be too of anything or not enough of anything because I am God's greatest creation. God loved me so much that God took itself and said, let me breathe life into the body of this young lady, call her Janine, and send her to the planet with all of me, as me. But God cannot do no more for you than God can do through you. That's why our cleansing and clearing tools are so powerful. Did 7 days. You know, I've done that 7 day, 35 in the morning lines and 35 in the night. I've done that several times. I think this is my first time being able to go through 7 days without having to repeat the exercise, because if you miss one exercise, then you got to start over from day one. The very first time I did, I think it took me 30 days to make it through 7 days completely. And when the first time I did it, I made it all the way to the 7 day and forgot to do the last one and had to start all over. I was so devastated. Because writing 35 lines, it's a lot. But I did it. I was consistent. I was consistent and I was committed to the process because I really wanted to do my clearing and cleansing tools. And I could tell you the breakthroughs I've had on each several occasions. But this time what made it so interesting is I didn't really have a lot of people to forgive, but what I did forgive was interesting is I, Janine and Ingram, forgive my wounds. I totally unconditionally, I, Janine and Ingram, forgive my pain, my rejection, my abandonment. Those are the kind of things that was coming up this time, and I was super excited because it wasn't so much people this time that kept coming up. It was those kind of things. Releasing the abandonment that I felt. Releasing the rejection, the pain. I tell you, these cleansing and clearing tools is powerful. We heard Reverend Ike say, you got to sanctify your mind. Then we heard him talk about the other day when I played Reverend Ike, what was the next one he said? What is the conversation we having? As we move into these next few days before 2017, I would suggest you pick a few days, a three-day clearing or cleansing, and do your forgiveness work. Clear your mind and your mind for whatever it is that you want to bring into your experience. What is it that you want to do different? What breakthroughs you want to have? Who do you want to become? And what does it take to become the person that you're asking to become? We got to shift if we want something different. Albert Einstein said you can't go trying to solve a problem with the same man that created it. You can't go in 2017 with the same mind that created 2016 if you wasn't so happy about it. What will you do right now to shift your mind so that you can move and elevate yourself into a newer level of where you want to be in terms of your life? Is it more money? Is it a different outcome in your relationships? Are you tired of going to a job you don't like anymore? Are you tired of working for people who don't value you? Are you tired of being in a relationship where you feel like you're not valued? Is your career going the way you want it to go? Is your health where you want it to be? Do you want to up-level your finances? Now I tell you, up-leveling your finances, you will be surprised where you're playing small in so many of your areas that it's causing you to play small even in your money. You got to change that thinking. You got to change that emotional understanding. You got to change what is going on inside of you if you want something different. And you got to spend some time with yourself. Some of us spend so much time outside of ourselves that we do not spend enough time with ourselves to find ourselves and to know ourselves. I have a girlfriend, every time I call her, it's her grandkids, it's somebody else. It's always drama, 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 something going on. And then she calls and she be upset. And I'm like, girl, I can't understand how you always got some drama going on. I couldn't live like that. And that's because when drama is constantly happening, that's because something is dramatic inside of us. We're not stopping to bring peace and find that time for ourselves. You got to take time for you. You got to slice your days up, and some of that time got to be up to you, for you, about you. If it's the first thing in the morning, this is my time. If it's a few minutes at night, this is your time. And you will find that your time and your days will be different when you begin to bring peace inside you. That's my message really today, is just really looking to see what can we do to change the way, the outcome of our life, how we want it to be. What is the goals of our soul? What is it that we want to leave in terms of a legacy in life? How do we want the world to perceive us? What do we want to give to the world? What gifts and talents do we want to share with the world? Again, your plan small does not serve the world. It does not serve the world. You constantly worrying about everything else but yourself. You got to come pull that energy into you. You got to pull it in. Family, get you a mentor. Get you a coach. Get you somebody doing what you want to do, and then follow. Be in that energy. If somebody is doing what you want to do, then spend some time with them. Spend some time with the people who are doing what you want to do. Learn from the people who are doing what you want to do. Success has footprints. Booker T. Washington said success leaves clues. I can't think of the football coach right now, but he said success has a formula. There's a formula to success. Vince Lombardi, that's his name, said that success has a formula. And if success hasn't come your way in the way that you want it, follow somebody who is doing what we want to do to accomplish that. All right, family, any questions, comments, or concerns? It's 7:15 in the morning in Chicago. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. All right, family, we're going to get ready, and I'm going to play this right here about desire. this is one of those motivational things. You know, I got to do more motivation. Motivation.
You heard me tell the story with the lion and gazelle. You still stuck. You're a gazelle. You are a gazelle. You need something to motivate you. What happens to the gazelle when the lion ain't chasing him? What happens is nothing. He stops running. Why? Because he always needs something external to motivate him. There are a lot of people, you're not successful in life, not because you ain't got talent, not because you ain't got skills, but your character ain't right. And I've told you this before, that if you're not careful, your talent will take you places that your character can't keep you. So what's your motive? The reason why you can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, the reason why when I say get up at 6, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, is because you don't have that thing that's driving you, that's pushing you to say no to the alarm clock and wake up, no to the snooze button. When you get that extra assignment, that extra lap, the reason why you can't do it is because you don't have the right thing, that motive that's pushing the action. What's your why? Somebody came up to me. They said, E.T., man, I'm tired. I put in the work, E.T. I'm not seeing the results. I did what you told me to do. I read the book you told me to read. I put in the hours you told me to put in. E, I'm doing it, and I'm not seeing anything. Listen to me closely. Why do you do what you do? And that's so important. It's not enough just to be a doctor. You got doctors who got terrible bedside manners. Terrible. You got lawyers who are skilled but arrogant. If we talk about character right now, what's your motive? What moves you? What drives you? And whatever it is, sports, life, business, whatever it is, else, listen to me very closely. You got to change that mindset. Even in your action, while your action is good, you've got to ask what drives it. What guides it? What moves it? What's the spirit behind it? What's the reason behind it? What's the purpose behind it? When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, when you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you could think about them, you could go one more mile. You could go one more day at work. You can find a scholarship. Listen to me. When you're doing it for somebody else, when you like that lion, if I don't grind, if we don't grind, if I don't grind, they don't eat. This is it. I can't. I wish I could back off, but it's fourth quarter. I wish I could tell you something else. I wish I could tell you you're tired, go take a break. I wish I could tell you tired, rest for a year. I wish I could tell you that it's going to get easier. I wish I could tell you it's going to get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's going to get lighter. The weight is going to get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is you got to find something within. You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to elevate you, and that's got to drive you, and that's got to move you. And when you find out what your why is, and your why got to be deeper than you, when you find your why, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
Time for you to look within yourself and decide that I'm in charge of my destiny. I'm in charge here. Time to face yourself and talk to yourself in the mirror. And I'm not going to allow anybody to turn me around. I am determined that I'm going to make it. The time for just wishing is past. Time for doing, that's the time right now. Time for acting on your dream. Find out what it is you want and go after it as if your life depends on it. We can decide to take charge of our own destiny, begin to truly live our dreams.
Listen to me closely. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, I'm telling you, I can't explain it to you, but doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. That's the difference between the greats. That's what separates them. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. Are you hearing me? It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime. When you find the way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe.
So I ask you, what do you intend to do now?
Wanting as bad as you want to breathe to think about. When you want it as bad as you want to breathe. All right, babe, I'm just going to let you know, family, that tomorrow Joa and Makwa will be here. Yes, they are clearing and cleansing tomorrow, family. So let's get our clearing and cleansing done before, you know, I had to bring them on before it was time to go into 2017. You know we had to get the clearing and cleansing. So they're going to be here clearing and clearing everybody tomorrow, family. So stay tuned with Joa and Marco right here on the Love Journey on tomorrow, Tuesday. All right, I'm going to do a little blues Christmas. Charlie Brown, baby. Merry Christmas, baby. Remember, your life is a gift from God. Uh-oh. Sorry, Carla. I just saw you got a question. All right, Carla.
Oh, good morning. Stop the Merry Christmas, good baby. Good morning. I just want to say to you, Janine, thank you. Thank you for not being small in your life and choosing to be big. Because one thing I've learned is that if you continue to be small, trying to protect others, then your being small is keeping others from flourishing and being big, because everybody's life has a purpose, and you realize that and you do it each and every day. And I honor and bless the God in you on this morning. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, that touched my heart. Thank you so much. I received that. Thank you.
Love you.
All right. That's cool. I love you too, Carla. Good morning.
Carla, I want to. Good morning. Good morning, Love God family. I want to bring to your attention that you had said something that was so astonishing to me, that blew me away, and it wakes me up to a point. When you said something that it takes more to hide your light than it does to let it shine, and I remember being a person who was able to get that labor-ready type of temporary work at a particular point in my life, and I ended up going to a work site where the guy, and I couldn't understand this for the life of me, this guy to work, so much so to where he put more energy in not working than what he did in doing the job itself. And he was proud about it. And he was like, that was his cheese and his plan. That was his strategy, to have people pay him for not doing work, but being there. And that just blew me away. So when you said that thing about it takes more energy to hide your light than it does to let it shine, it reflected back on me, because every life experience is something for you to learn from, and you completed that learning cycle for me regarding that, because it's odd how we don't recognize sometimes what we are allowing in our lives, because sometimes allowing in your life is just as bad as doing it yourself. And so, yeah, I've been hiding and denying the fact that I have been doing it. And I thank you for what you are doing. I love the Love Journey family for sharing. And I love God, the God energy that has brought me to you guys. Because without me coming to you guys, I don't know what my life would have been. But because of this community, I see something awesome about to take off. And I pour my heart out to you all with the love that I have in it that God has given me to share, not only with you all, but with the rest of the world. So thanks for giving me the launching pad that's required. I salute you all. Namaste.
Namaste. Yes, yes. We salute the God in you this morning as well. Thank you, King. Anybody else before we get out of here? All right, family, I want to remind you to have a great, wonderful, awesome day. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, not just live, but dream your God-sized dream. And this is Merry Christmas Day. This is you, King, in your day.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. The chimney about a half past three. There were all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Ooh. I hadn't had a drink this morning, he said, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree, family. This, you know, I hope, I just love, love, love Christmas songs. It just be so good. He said, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm lit up like a Christmas tree, family. All right, family. We're going to get ready and get out of here. And if remind you again that tomorrow is Joa and Makwa. Invite a friend. Let's get cleared and clear. They're going to be doing what they do. You remember Joa and Makwa are from Mount Chester, and they are going to bring their clearing and cleansing tools, and they're going to get us ready to move into 2017 cleared and cleansed out. So if you have anything that you're ready to work on particularly, get your question ready. Or if there's an area that you want to work on, then get that together and let them know what it is that you want to do. Invite a friend. Let's get some healing on, family. That's what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm super excited. So you know how long that might last. So let's get ready, family, for our clearing and cleansing tomorrow with Joa and Makwa right here on the Love Journey. And if you have anything particular that you really want to clear, make sure you get that together tonight so you can get it cleared. So we can get on and ask a lot of questions so we can get to the next person, you know, so you don't have to think too long, get it in, get it out. And that way we can get everybody in, you know, because I know a lot of people may have a lot of things that they want to work on. And we want to get in and get out so the next person can come in and get cleared and cleaned up for the 2017 year. But also, I want you to know, if you are on the line and somebody says, well, I want to work on my money, then, you know, of course, you know, you get the benefit of also being cleared and clearing. Somebody may say, well, I want to work on my relationship. Well, you also get the benefit of that, too. So don't think that if you don't, you know, have a question or you don't come in, that you don't get cleared. You do get cleared and cleansed of the same thing. So, and collectively, there's power in healing. There's power in having a collective healing energy. So tomorrow, family, I want us to come with our mind focused on healing, clearing, and cleansing. Come with a collective mind, because there's power in collective consciousness. You know, where one can put 1,000 a flight, two can put 10,000 a flight. Well, can you imagine all hundreds of us tomorrow sending energy to each one of the people, whoever's online, as well as others? We will be clearing and cleansing tomorrow. Again, that's with Joa and Makwa. All right, family, I just want to make sure you know that. Tune in tomorrow with Joa and Makwa. Thank you for tuning in today. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and this is the Love Journey, family. And remember to not just dream, but live them. It is fun to live on purpose, family. Start thinking about what is the gift that God sent you to the planet with. What is your gift? What is the gift that God gave you? What is the gift that God sent you? Just you. Nobody else can do. Just you. As we move through this day. All right, family. Talk to you later. I want to remind you to have a great love-filled day. All right.